This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnan. He's our new co-host. He's one of the engineers on our help desk. He's going to come in and help you guys help me with your computer problems, questions, and concerns. So we're very happy to have Dennis along on the program. And feel free to get online yourselves, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. We have three lines open for you. Feel free to get online. And before we go to your calls, we did want to talk about an article that Dennis found that happened yesterday that kind of cracked us both up during the break here.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you don't know whether you should laugh or cry.
Right.
It turns out that some hackers triggered chaos on Iran's train system.
Mm-hmm.
And they were causing all kinds of disruptions at train stations all over the country, apparently.
Yeah.
And they also managed to post the phone number of their supreme leader's office as the number that people should call for information on what to do.
I love that. hacking is bad as long as it's for the right reasons.
Well, it is, and they disrupted a train system.
Correct.
So, yeah, it's hacking, but I mean, like
couldn't
I said,
to
you
the
don't
nice
know
country,
whether, you don't know whether to laugh or cry at this one.
Those folks, I mean, the people of Iran, I've heard, are very nice people. It's just the management is a bit of a problem. So I don't have any trouble if they post management of Iran's phone numbering as the help desk number. It's pretty funny. You got to give the hackers. I mean, they didn't really tell you who the hackers were, right?
No, I just looked at the latest article that I could find that was published. It was published last night. In Israel, their time.
Yeah.
And it does not say who's responsible, and nobody took responsibility yet.
All right.
So it's an open question as to who did it.
Very good. We'll find out.
I'm wondering if they're people who might think that they're white hats, you know, doing something good for the world or something.
Yeah. Maybe it's our own NSA doing some fun things.
You think?
I don't know. I would think maybe the Israelis first, but maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
So feel free to get online. I know the lines are ringing over there. Joey, are you going to answer the phone? I'm not sure. We got Joey, our producer. I'm watching him over there. The phones are ringing like crazy. I'm not getting any calls. I'm just giving him a hard time. I've worked with Joey so long. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 52-WTIC are our numbers, and we will do our best to help you out with the computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And before we go to your calls, as we're still waiting those calls coming in, Krakenosh. Have you heard of Krakenosh malware?
No. Tell me.
It abuses Windows safe mode to quietly mine for, I'll use President Biden's voice, cryptocurrency, fake money.
Really?
It's quietly mining for cryptocurrency. And basically, it's thought to have generated millions of dollars in just a few short years. And it's a strain that is messing with it, your system, and it's in safe mode. Researchers at Avast said it spreads through pirated and cracked software. So you college kids are wondering why your systems are running so slowly. It's because you went and downloaded a cracked version of Adobe Photoshop. And that cracked version then loaded Krakenosh on your system. And then it's going ahead and, you know, mining fake money.
And it's doing this in safe mode.
Yes, it brings it into safe mode. Once a victim executes a file they believe to be a cracked version of legitimate software, the malware is also deployed. The infection chain begins with a drop of an installer and a script that modifies the Windows registry to allow the main malware executable to run in safe mode. The infected system is set to boot in safe mode on its next startup. While the system is in safe mode, the antivirus doesn't work. The researchers say this can be enabled. This can enable the malicious service installer Xe to easily disable and delete Windows Defender. It also uses WQL to query all antivirus software installed and select it from the antivirus product list. So it's trying to turn any antivirus off. So Krakenosh will scan for the existence of programs including Avast, Kaspersky, McAfee, and Norton, and Bitdefender, and will attempt to disable or delete them. So then of course your system will go ahead and mine fake money, cryptocurrency, and you wonder why your system's so slow. So the moral of the story is, guys, do not download. If it's free, not only are you the commodity, but you're kind of the fool too. This stuff is designed to trick you. I mean, hey, I've got a cracked version of whatever software you don't want to pay for. And you go out to these dark websites to get it. It's really on you. And believe it or not, we've given you many examples of actual universities. There was a university IT folks who were downloading cracked software and infected their university because they didn't want to pay for the tool. It was actually a scientific tool. It was an analyzer tool that you would analyze data with, and they went and downloaded a cracked version of it rather than pay for it. Now, research universities here in Connecticut, I understand, they can't afford it.
Absolutely we can't, not.
UConn has no money, and they cost way too much to pay the people to be in the university, so they can't afford it here. But, you know, it's not a good idea to download cracked software. You just deliver malware to your system. All of a sudden, the lines just went crazy, and we're going to go right over to our resident groupie who came in first, Danny. Danny, what's up?
Yeah, it's not a computer thing, but just wanted to remind everybody that Richard Branson may be going up in the air tomorrow at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, we wish him the best. He has to go 50 miles, right? 50 miles
is... Yeah, 50 miles.
Well, good luck to him.
So that's not really the Karman line. The international line is 62, so he'll have a little asterisk behind his astronaut notation.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish him the best. I mean, it's great these private companies are doing this. So what time is it?
Coverage starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Where are they blasting from? Or is he being launched from a plane, right?
Yeah, well, they've got a big scale composite twin-hulled. The wing is like 400 feet across, and then they straddle it underneath. Like they used to use launch the old X-15 and stuff.
Yeah.
So they take them up to 40,000 feet or so and drop it. Then they kick on the engine and pull the stick back and go straight up.
Three guys, right?
No, there's going to be six people.
Six people?
Six people.
Yeah, there's the two pilots.
Yeah.
And there's Branson and another guy, and then the two females, the head of marketing and another girl.
Hope their life insurance is paid off. I don't know that they would actually pay on that, though.
Well, I don't know if they could get coverage. Who the hell's going to write coverage for it?
I don't think the Hartford's going
to
write that policy.
Go on the 20th.
Say that again?
Jeff Bezos is supposed to go up his first flight on the 20th.
Yeah, well, they're trying to race to space.
Yeah, Branson got ahead of him, I guess.
Boy, he slipped right in there on him with that.
Yeah. Let's hope he didn't cut any corners.
Yeah, okay. All right, Dennis, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll listen to the rest of the show.
All right, Danny, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Yeah, Richard Branson. Well, good luck to him. I don't think you could pay me to do that. Period. I don't need the little asterisk. You know, I already have my midlife crisis. I have an M on my my license to drive a car. I had the little motorcycle license, right? I already have my midlife crisis. I'm already through with that. I already sold it. You know, I got through that. But the astronaut is not anything I need as an asterisk on my name. Let's go to Space Cadet, maybe. Let's go to Chris in Weathersfield. Chris, what's up?
Yes. Biden has come out with, you know, a statement about monopolies. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we want to promote competition.
Yeah.
And this is kind of like something that I just understand, maybe, again, passé, but when we had Mabel, big monopoly, they had an architecture in place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the destruction of that for the, we need competition, you know? And now it seems we have these problems of hookups because there's no architecture in place.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're getting at, but I don't disagree with what the sentiment of President Biden's executive order was.
Forget that. But when you build a house, right, you need an architectural plan.
Yes.
You know, you just don't throw everybody in there. And monopolies kind of do that, or at least I'm just thinking about AT&T.
Right.
They did that, and they had the money to put up all those poles in this whole big country, and it worked for quite a while.
Right. That monopoly was a physical one whereby, I mean, we've talked about this as being pole neutrality and why we have poor internet in our state still. Some of these laws go back to when the telegraph system was created, where they actually locked in that you couldn't put anything else on these poles. And the moment that occurred, and this goes back to like 19-something or 18-something, they locked in their monopoly going forward. And that's kind of what's happening with big tech. They are trying to keep out any competitors, period. And these monopolies have been in place for a while. I mean, we used to say Xeroxing was like copying, right? Now Googling is a thing, right? We don't Bing it. We're not going to Bing it. We're going to Google it, right? So these companies have monopoly. Microsoft is a massive monopoly. And they've been in a monopoly forever that we've been trying to break up ever since the browser wars way back
but
when.
Why? If they set good standards.
Nah,
they
don't, though.
No,
they
control,
don't, Chris.
If you look
at all that, we just talked about the print issue, the print nightmare disaster by a $1 trillion company monopoly called Microsoft, and they still can't get their stuff right. They're not doing a good job. We need more competitors.
And a couple of months ago, we were talking about the Exchange server flaw.
Yeah.
Exchange server is decades old, and it had a flaw in it right from the beginning that carried all the way through to now.
Right. If automobiles worked the way Microsoft software worked, we would have wheels falling off on a regular basis. So, I mean, these monopolies are not doing anything better. They just have locked in better than the rest of us. And they have ecospheres like Apple and Google who try to lock each other out where you don't run apps on one platform or another. That's monopolistic, right? That is anti-competitive. You're sucking 30% away from any Apple developer who wants to put their software on Apple's store. 30% is
30%.
A big chunk. That's a big tax on anybody who wants to get in and get at that market. Whereas I can go out and buy any other vehicle I want. I don't have to be stuck with a specific place to get my vehicle, right? So Chris, I think we have to do some of this. I'm not sure. I haven't read enough about his executive order to see if there's any other issues with it. I'm sure there is, but it's a good start. We need to break up these companies, but I do appreciate the call. We're going to step out for a quick break, get to your calls. One line open for you. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk, and you guys all woke up. I knew you would. Lines are all jammed up. Joey started answering the phone is really what it was. And let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Bruce in Portland next. What's happening, Bruce?
Not much.
Oh, okay.
Enjoy listening to you guys every Saturday morning. That's all.
Thank you so much.
I have a question about this backdoor Microsoft doodad for the spooler.
Yeah.
Is that just for networks, if you will, in the... for businesses or and stuff like that, or does it affect individual computers?
It infects all computers.
Every Windows computer.
Right. But it doesn't mean that a bad guy is going to be able to do anything to your computer without access to your system. So they would first have to try to VPN or tunnel into your router firewall in your home, then try to leverage that exploit. So you're probably not a target. And there's not an automated way to target it the way the other ones were.
I would say most home networks wouldn't really have any kind of a beachhead that somebody could use in that way.
Right.
Okay. That's the way it's coming in. I mean, I'm getting notices on in my emails and everything else that saying you got to have this, you got to download Microsoft Fix.
So great point.
I'm gonna tell you right off the bat, don't bother installing that patch.
Yeah, I already heard that part of the show.
Yeah. But the other thing too is, Bruce, you make a good point. Now, there's going to be a lot of phishing schemes that are coming from this, right? So we are letting you know about this issue, right? And phishing schemes leverage current events, right? And if especially if you're a business and you're not doing security awareness training for your folks, they might have heard this show talk about it. They come in on Monday and they've received an email from what looks to be Microsoft that says, click here to download the fix for Print Nightmare. And they're still a little groggy. They're just having their coffee and they go ahead and click on it. Right. And now they've infected their system with something completely different because the bad guys are using current events as well. So security awareness training is something if you're not doing it in any size business, you're literally leaving your business up to chance. It's a click away from somebody downloading it. So your point, Bruce, is I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a thought. I mean, I tend to think out of the box sometimes.
Sure, man.
Well, yeah, it's a smart thought. But Patch Tuesday is coming.
Yes, we can all hope
just
and wish
a few
for
days,
a fix.
We can hope, knock wood, that they finally fix the problem for real and without breaking something else in the process.
Right.
Right.
Wouldn't that be nice? An actual patch that works.
That doesn't break anything else.
Yeah, it'd be nice to expect it to work in the first place. That's true.
Yeah, I know. I mean, to have something work properly the first time around.
Yeah. Or in this case, this is another vulnerability that goes back many versions.
It probably goes back to XP at least.
Right. So again, that obviously shows they keep retreading and repatching on top.
Making a new product
out of the same product.
Yeah.
Thanks, Bruce.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, gentlemen.
Yeah, you too.
Mm-hmm. Stay safe.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye. Great point, you know. You just can't make it up.
Yeah.
Stu and Haddam. What's going on, Stu?
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
I forgot whether I've called you guys about a year ago about this, but this is a strange story. 62 years ago at Stanford, two of my...
You have called about this before. But go ahead. It's a good story.
They set up the first computer date matching thing for 50 couples.
Yep.
They do it again the next semester to get good grades in the education school.
62 years ago still.
Yeah, 59. And they have a big party for each one to see how things work out. Now we go many years after this, and I write an article. I give a speech. I write an article about it in the Stanford Alumni Magazine. And it's a funny article. I mean, it's funny, but it's technical, but it's very funny.
Yeah.
I give a talk about it to the Smithsonian. They asked me to do an article for the IEEE, Electrical and Electronic Engineers Computer Magazine.
Right.
I published that in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Several years later, I'm called, as my two buddies in San Francisco are called, by a big national law firm, and they want us, there's some kind of suit going on with eHarmony or somebody they won't mention, to be able to testify, and they promise a lot of stuff, and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
And then two or three years later, the New York Times sends out a photo team and does a video podcast or whatever of these two guys in Menlo Park, California. Still nothing happened.
Yeah. Hurry up.
Then 2 years ago, my wife and I go to Guanajuato, Mexico, where our son and wife are scientists.
Yep.
We're going into his apartment.
Right.
My wife takes her iPhone out of her purse, plugs it in to charge it, and the speaker version of it comes on, and it's me reading the podcast I did for the IEEE.
Yeah, I know. You've called about this before, Stu. I have no answer for you still.
Nobody has an answer, except somebody. It's me for 26 minutes over her iPhone.
Right.
Except somebody edited in some music from the band that I helped start that we always had at parties.
It's crazy, Stu. We got to let you go, but it is a great story. This is Computer Time.
Nobody's been able to tell me how it happened.
And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We ran out of time with Stu, but his story is kind of interesting, and he's got some crazy details going back 60 years. His phone just starts talking with his own voice when his wife plugs it in. And again, I suspect, and this is probably what I've said to him in the past, that this was early on, probably when Siri was being developed. And we already know Google and Siri and these phones listen all the time. They're listening for their hey Google or their hey whatever command, and you got to listen in order to have that work. So my guess is that somehow Siri confused a request when you plugged it in and played your speech. That's the only thing I could tell you. I mean, other than that, I have no other ideas as to why that speech started playing when she plugged in her phone. And he calls almost every couple of years with that story, maybe hoping one of you guys out there in radio land are like, aha. Stu is clearly bothered by it, and he's thinking about it on a regular basis, and I don't blame him. It is creepy.
It would freak me out, that's for sure.
Yeah. But again, these days, it's probably even more creepy out there as far as who's listening to you, what system, what technology is being used. You know, not only can you get fooled by cracked software when someone says, hey, you got a free version of this, but you know, government agencies and companies and you name it can fool you with all sorts of free stuff, right? We are like just suckers for free stuff. I mean, you download some free game, and along with that game, they want access to your contacts, your microphone, your camera, all your pictures. Why would Candy Crush want all that?
Because when the service is free, you are the commodity.
Exactly. And so, of course, we already found out where some law enforcement agencies nailed a bunch of bad guys by offering a free encrypted messaging service.
Wow, isn't that convenient?
Yeah, even the bad guys don't want to pay for stuff. And they nabbed a lot of people doing that. So,
oh yeah,
we are just suckers for free stuff. I just remember, I just pictured Chewbacca right there when he was on the third movie there, you know, the Jedi. Even Chewbacca, who was clearly being fed well, was, you know, go ahead and trips the trap, and they all get thrown up in the tree, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he was not getting a snack, but he wanted a free meal. Mm-hmm. Let's go on to Dick in Windsor. I digress. What's going on, Dick?
Good morning.
Morning.
Two issues. One is security.
Yeah.
I'm worried I have two machines, both HPs. One's an i5 desktop. The other's an i7 laptop. The i5, both the machines, I turn them on and I run Defender and Malwarebytes on my desktop i5 before I do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the laptop, I have McAfee on it, and I run that before I do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Am I pretty safe with that?
It's a good start. There's one thing you're missing.
Yeah.
What is that?
OpenDNS.
OpenDNS. On both machines?
Correct. You configure that as your DNS provider. You don't use the DNS provided by your internet provider. And that way you'll be on a much safer internet. It's going to keep you away from the dark corners of the internet that you might go to by accident.
Okay, and you have that on your website?
So many times we lost count, but we'll put it on again.
Sure, happy to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good stuff, and everybody should be using it.
Yeah, and it is free. It is a Cisco product, though, and it's free for families. It's something that for businesses they charge for, but it is a good idea.
Okay, the other thing is that on my i5 desktop, I rarely have updates, and I go in and I check for window updates and all that kind of stuff, and it rarely has an update. My laptop, which is about a year old, it's an i7 with Windows 10, it always seems to have an update.
Mm-hmm. Is the other machine running Windows 10 as well?
They're both running 10.
Depends on the update. it could be a driver update you're getting on the laptop versus...
One I'm running right now is cumulative update for Windows versions 20H2 for X64 base system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And every week or so I get an update for Windows on my laptop,
yep.
But the desktop just keeps on working.
It might be a setting.
I wonder. Also, the desktop, which revision of Windows are you running on that? Is it
older?
20H2 or
It's a 3-year-old machine.
Yeah.
If you run
I run Windows Update every time, and it comes back and says Windows current.
Can you go into the Windows Update history and find out when the last update was that was installed?
I can do that.
They may be getting installed, and you're just not noticing it because you're not hitting that request for updates at the right times.
That would be
good. I don't know. It's just a guess on my part.
And you might have also set it to not get as many updates, because you can do that. You can delay updates. You might have configured that within your system as well.
Yeah. The things that I have done but I'm not aware of are probably voluminous.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, and I'll put Open DNS on both machines.
Please do.
Very
good.
Please
do.
All right, Dick.
Okay. Thanks, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, let's go on to Jack in Middletown next. What's happening, Jack?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I know you guys are a big fan of Go NetSpeed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that fiber?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, is that necessarily underground?
Well, unfortunately, they don't run the Go NetSpeed fiber within underground cables yet. We're hoping they change that policy.
I see.
So if your neighborhood has got underground cabling, they don't want to fight that fight yet, which is I'm a little disappointed in because I have underground cabling.
Well, it kind of makes sense. That's expensive, obviously.
No, there's conduit there. There's conduit there from AT&T, SNET, Cox.
They should have. They should be able to get access to the conduits. They just have to arrange it.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, here's why I asked. I read recently, I'm in Middletown in a high-rise. I have Comcast, only internet. I don't want to pay for their cable.
Yeah.
So apparently Frontier is rolling out in Middletown.
Yep.
Their competitor, fiber optic.
Yep.
So it does not necessarily have to be run through the poles.
No.
Because they have the DSL on the pole, right?
They had DSL on the pole and the ground. It's
underground,
it's
too,
everywhere.
Sure.
So they've already have a network. If they already have a network they can use.
Frontier probably already has access to all the proper conduits, and they can just run whatever they want through there.
I see. So would they have to splice a fiber into a coax?
No.
No.
You would turn off your coax, and you would go
you
would to
turn
fiber.
Off the coax and the fiber.
Yeah.
They'd both stop working.
Yeah, you would definitely.
So they'd have to rewire my building. I'm in a 12-story building.
Yep. They'd have to rewire your building. So here's how it would work, possibly. They would run the fiber into the basement of the building, and they would run Cat 6 data drops up to each location that wants the service, right? So they're going to run they would run a big fiber pipe that would be multi-gigs in width, and you then would subscribe that way, but they would connect you with an Ethernet cable the same way if you look at your coax modem, from the modem it's going to go to a Cat 6 connection, right? Same idea. Gotcha. So you would just come off a switch in the basement.
Well, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, I don't know how long it would take, but it might be pricey. I don't know.
Right. So you got if they're going to do a good job with their pricing, it's up to them. But you should reach out and see what the pricing would be and to see if they can get your whole building on fiber. It's great to see more stuff happening. I mean, it's about time, for crying out loud.
Fiber is better, and it's been coming for a long time. It's time for it to arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's
right.
It. Thank you very much.
You got it, Jack. Good luck.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's go on to Jill in Manchester next. What's happening, Jill?
Can you hold on for a quick second, Barbara?
I was going to say, we can't hold on. We're on a 50,000-watt News Talk Radio station here. We're happening.
Hello.
Hey, Jill.
Hello.
Sorry about that. A friend of mine called me, and I just told him to hang up.
No, that's okay. What can we do for you?
I just had a quick question. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. I've been apprehensive about downloading the Windows 10 version 2.1H1. Mm-hmm. Is that a good idea, or?
What do you think, Dennis? We have a lot of clients out there running Windows 10 and we're running all sorts of flavors. Have you had good luck with that flavor?
In my experience, as limited as it is with it, because it just came out,
right?
I haven't seen any problems with it.
Right.
I have it on a couple of my own computers. A couple of our clients have gotten it on their computers. I haven't heard anybody having any kind of problems with it.
But to his point, it's still kind of new.
It is new.
And if your machine's working,
we may find out that it breaks something. And
right.
We just haven't run into that particular situation yet.
Right. So my opinion would be, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If you've got good security, you've got OpenDNS running, you can always be the little last to the show when it comes to some of these later releases. As long as
I think you're right. I'm going to wait. Well, they're also coming up with Windows 11 pretty soon, so we'll have to wait on that too. I guess.
That's 2025.
The end date for Windows 10 is 2025. Windows 11 isn't coming out until sometime in the calendar year 2022.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But again, so I would wait.
It's a ways away. And don't even think about it right now.
And we would tell you to wait.
Oh, good.
Oh yeah. Just don't even have it on your radar yet.
Mm-mm.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to leave things alone then. Everything's fine.
Yeah, probably best thing to do.
All right, Jill.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break. Get back to more of your calls. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. Like the guy said, Dr. Leslie will be in with Healthy Rounds, giving you a second opinion on your health advice. So feel free to stick around for that. And let's go on to your calls. We're going to go to Jerry in North Granby next. What's happening, Jerry?
Hi. Good morning, Eric.
Morning.
I had a bunch of questions, but I know you're running out of time, so I'll ask.
At the 9 o'clock hour, we have plenty of time. Are you guys sleeping?
I was okay. My computer, old computer, I think, has died.
Oh, no.
The mouse stopped working, and I brought it down to a repair guy this morning, and he's going to look at it, but he said, it's 7 years old, and it has an i3 processor. Yeah. So.
It was tired to begin with an i3.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm looking to buy a new one, and I saw an HP, and I know you guys always say they'll try to sell you over the GB, what are they called, gigs, and but all we use it for is the emails, news, Google websites or something else. So what would you suggest? I'm looking at an HP, which had 8 gigabytes.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
What's the processor?
225, but maybe I don't have that number. I didn't remember. SSDs or something?
Yeah, that's a little small for a hard drive. You might fill it up quicker than you think. You may want to add a secondary drive in there or look at a larger solid-state drive.
Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
Oh, okay. So I should look for a bigger number there?
A larger number on the hard drive would be better. It'll last you longer because 225 gigs is not that much space.
Okay, yeah. How big should it go?
At least half of that, so 500, half a terabyte.
500
or sometimes it'll be listed as 512.
Right.
Okay. But the 8 gigs is okay, though.
8 gigs is okay. Gigs, 16 would be better.
8 gigs will work. 16 would be better.
16 would be better?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
And then an i5 processor or better.
Well, the processor on this one is 11th generation i5.
Nice.
That'll work.
Yep.
That'll work.
That's good.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
11th gen is very good.
It's an HP, and it was, I think, $800 or $900, something like that.
Yeah, and then when you get it to the next levels that we discussed, it'll be a little more than that. It'll be about a grand. But it's going to give you another 7 years of service.
Yeah.
That's what you want.
And a lot faster.
And a lot faster. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I have one question.
Yeah.
Well, I got two. I got whatever.
Oh, you there, Jerry?
Hello?
I don't know. But anyway, every other day or sometimes twice a day, I get a pop-up for Adobe, and to protect all your devices. Well, I don't have any other devices, and I can't get rid of it. So should I just live with it?
So you have an Adobe pop-up that's saying what exactly?
Okay, it says download Adobe to protect all your devices. I guess they mean phones or whatever apps and.
Adobe doesn't make any kind of security software that I know of.
Right.
I think you've got bad notification in there.
Some sort of hijack or browser hijack that's been fed into your system. You're going to be replacing your machine, so you can ignore it.
You know that it's going on its way out. I would just ignore it and leave it alone and not spend a lot of time working with it.
Yeah, but don't download it.
Okay. Now, another thing is in the morning I go on for about 45 minutes, and then I don't shut it off. I put it on, what the heck is it, standby, where I just got to click on and it'll come up again for me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is it better to shut the computer off?
Well, with all the storms we're having, yes.
Yeah.
Shut them off, right? You don't want to have a power blip cause an issue for you.
Okay, but what about at night? And that should be just shut off anyway, right?
Again, well, you can leave it running for updates and service packs that do come down. I would get in the habit of shutting it off maybe every week so it gets a nice clean reboot.
That would definitely help.
And backups too, right? So if you're running a backup, you want the backup to wake up the machine.
Back up the data.
And then go back to sleep,
yeah.
Okay, now, one last question.
Yeah.
The guy told me, I checked yesterday with Best Buy and they want $200 to, exchange the computer onto the new one. And he said they do everything but programs.
Right.
Why is that? I mean, I don't know what programs I have.
Well, programs have to be reinstalled. So you have to give the tech or the person has to have the software to reinstall it. So they're going to move your data for $200. We're in the wrong business.
I know, but my son-in-law, he probably said he can do it.
There you go.
I mean, Matterbytes, is that a program?
That's a program, yeah.
It is a program.
You would re-download that wallet. And for $200, if you just get your son-in-law a nice, Albert Feldy, he'll enjoy that.
No, my son-in-law is going to try it. I just thought I'd ask, find out what they could do.
Yeah.
But what denotes a program? Like, is a...
An application.
Firefox, a program?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, because I got all, Firefox and Malwarebytes Premium.
Yep.
And
you should be able to re-download those with your subscription information.
Right.
And reload it onto the new machine.
And those are both things that you want to be up to date at all times anyway. So, even if you could move the program in its current state to the new system, you don't actually want to do that.
Right.
You want to install them fresh, both of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it gives me an update every week.
Yeah.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. Maybe more. Yeah.
Lots of malware out there, Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. All right. Look, I think, maybe I'll get back to you next week about something, but thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Jerry. Thank you, and good luck with your new machine.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Man, $200 just to transfer data. Holy moly.
Yeah, we're in the wrong business.
We're in the wrong business. We got to change our pricing model. I don't know what we're doing. It's funny, actually, because we picked up accounts where their internal IT people would take 4 days, 4 days to install a new computer. You know what we say? 4 hours.
Yeah.
4 days.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hours or days.
It's
just
amazing.
Like on Star Trek.
So I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Mike G's posted everything for you over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. Thank you, Joey, for producing and occasionally answering the phone. We do appreciate that. And stick around. Dr. Alessi will be in next. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And it sounds like we have a whole lineup of talk. We got law talk and pet talk, I thought I heard too. So stick around here at WTIC. And Dennis?
Always remember, there is no cloud. It's just someone else's computer.
See you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.